Any special terms for Negroes? You know, since we've got this NAACP, I come to this and I think, now let me see.
I always call them Negroes or colored.
I had a strange thing happen to me. I never paid them any attention. This happened up in Madison when I was teaching at the University of Wisconsin. Has nothing to do with why I'm down here, either, by the way. But I had an old English class up there, and I had one Negro student. And she was very good, but she was very lazy. This had nothing to do with my story. Well, I didn't pay any attention to the fact that she was a Negro student. I just treated her as one of the class. One day I was illustrating a point very nicely. I had it all worked out, and I wanted to drive this point out. And I showed them just exactly how the thing progressed, and it came to a certain spot, and then it stopped, and it went another way. And I said, now this is very clear here, but you see, something happens. You will probably detect there is a nigger in the woodpile.
Oh boy. What did you do then?
Well,
proceed as if nothing had happened.
I looked up from way down there and I saw the bottom of the chair. Yeah, I tried my best to make believe I hadn't said it. Because as soon as I said it, I realized that I shouldn't have. Yeah. Up to that time, it just hadn't dawned on me. That was the Betsy. Why should there be this problem there? But the girl, I apologized to her after class. She was quite uppity about it.
Was she?
She didn't want to be treated like everybody else. She wanted people to know that she was a Negro.
She wanted everybody to know that she was a Negro.
Yeah. The NAACP was working for her, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I've been pretty careful since then.
Well, it sure is ticklish, isn't it?
It is. Any special terms for people here of other nationalities who have settled in various places? Any special terms?
Foreigners, you mean?
Yeah.
But actually, we don't have very many. There's a few. You mean some of the different nationalities that are around?
Yeah. Well, I was wondering over by Hennessy, they have what they call Bohemians. Mm-hmm. Really, they're Czechoslovakians, I guess.
Well, there's a. With a family of Irish people, about west of us. Mm-hmm. And there's some Germans. And there's some Hungarians north of us over here, maybe.
Hmm. Are they recently in, or?
Well, they've been here for, Hades.
Okay.
Hungarians. Mm-hmm. The grandparents of the younger generation came from.
Do they still speak Hungarian?
Well, see, the old Mr. and Mrs. Hayden, he could speak English, but she never did.
Let him do all the work, huh?
Mrs. John Nelson, who lives there just east of Grandma's, a Dane.
Mm-hmm.
I just love hearing her talk.
Well, she came from Denver, over to Denver.
Their little swinging pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Any Indians around here?
I don't know of any. Bluebirds, anyway.
Yeah, I was amazed when I was over in eastern Oklahoma. Seems that everybody there is partly Indian. And
my grandmother was black.
Mine was green.
My great grandmother.
Someplace along the line, there must have been an orange man. Van Viper. You must have had a green one too. Maybe
it's
sort of kiltish.
It's a lot of fun to get somebody, really giving the Negroes a dickens and tell them that my great grandmother was like.
My dad's brother was 40, he was married, while he was in the